Blog Talk Radio.
Darkness, Lord. Shed a clear light on a new life that is coming, Lord.
May we see what has already happened because Jesus Christ came to earth and remains on earth, and may we see what is still to come through him, the Savior, Lord. O God of wonders, keep us aware of the wonders that increasingly surround us until all the pain on earth is finally overcome, and we men glorify your love and your great goodness. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, well, let's play some music.
cause me so. I wish I wouldn't answer when I knock in.
Do it, do it, do it.
time. Music was wonderful. I hope you enjoyed it. Amen. All right. Let's get into the devotional tonight. Hope in relationships. We have a great high priest who constantly intercedes on our behalf. The Son of God, a man, loves you more deeply than you can fathom. He prays for you that you might walk in the abundant life that his death affords you. And in John 17, we get a glimpse into the fullness of desire for all those who will believe in him. As we dive deeply into the riches of Jesus' high priestly prayer this week, may your heart be awakened and your life be transformed by the riches of God's love. In John 17:3, Jesus states one of the most important and direct truths in all of the high priestly prayer. Jesus says, "And this is eternal life, and they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Eternal life is knowing God intimately. Okay, not just knowing about God, or knowing of God, or knowing others who know God, but truly knowing him yourself. To be clear, consistently meeting with God directly is not a prerequisite for salvation. I can confidently say that I was saved as a young child, but it took years for me to discover the wealth of relationship available to me through Jesus. I went to church, heard about God, served him, and tried to live according to the biblical principles. But I didn't really know the God I was spending so many hours devoted to. I hadn't really received his love for me. I hadn't experienced the peace and joy of his presence. I hadn't felt him speak to me or guide me directly. I wasn't experiencing the abundant life that only comes from a personal, intimate relationship with my Father. The truth is that God longs to be known by you. Jesus didn't die for the sole purpose of getting you into heaven. He sacrificed his life so that you may truly live well here on earth. You were created to intimately know the God who formed you, saved you, and sustains you. And you will never find lasting peace until your life becomes wrapped up in reality of his nearness and love. The hope for all of humanity rests in relationship with the one true God and in Jesus Christ whom he has sent. Nothing in your life will be set right or brought in line with the power of Christ's death until you know the living God. You will not experience transformation and freedom from the depravity that surrounds you until you count in everything as lost because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ, your Lord. How deeply do you know your Heavenly Father? How real is he in your life? What are you still using to fill the void that can only be satisfied in intimate relationship with Jesus? Come before your Father and surrender your past, present, and future. Asking him to guide you into deeper revelation of his reality, nearness, and love. And Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24 says, "Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts in his this, that understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord." So as you enter into guided prayer, spend time getting to know the greater depths and the steadfast love, justice, and righteousness of your God. Meditate on the importance of knowing your Heavenly Father intimately. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me." So ask God to make the reality of his presence and nearness known to you in these moments. Spend time getting to know the person of Jesus. While you may not be able to see him with your physical eyes, he will open the eyes of your heart to see him and know him. If you give him the chance, he will make nearness known to you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, "Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, and what are riches and glorious inheritance in the saints." So as believers, we must learn to live by faith. It is through faith in the truth of God's word that he is real and that he loves us, that we begin to experience the Christianity Jesus died to give us. A religion apart from relationship leads to spiritual mediocrity. Christ came to set us free from the bonds of the law. He came to usher a new covenant of grace and intimacy with God rather than a religion of merely rules and regulations. May you grow daily in your pursuit of knowing the reality and love of your Heavenly Father and Jesus whom he has sent. I highly suggest you read Ephesians chapter 1, and it'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Well, now let us get into the most important question of all. That is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that is okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some? Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety? Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, pornographic material, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, you see, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he has to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. The question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for the earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, we got a hand up. Okay, let's take a caller.
Yes, Pastor Ken, I can see your show hasn't changed much. It's still futile, but you still got the same perverts and scumbags in the chat room like you always have had, especially that Mad Mark, whatever the hell he is supposed to be. But at least you're still saying the prayer. What's been going on with you? How is your health doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I mean, you know, hanging in there, doing the same thing, trying to, avoid the stupid people out there. And, you know, we're in the end times, obviously, and we can see that. I think the last time I called into your show, Trump was president. We got the wacky Biden in there now, and we can see that we're heading towards World War III, and none of these people can see it. They're too busy trolling around on the Internet doing the same stupid crap that they do. But I do have a prayer request that, that God, hurries up and eliminates all the fag trollers out there and gets rid of them off the Internet and makes Blog Talk basically disappear, because Blog Talk is a dying Internet podcasting platform. We could tell, obviously, by the people that are still having their shows and the lack of shows thereof.
Blog Talk is not gone for the better.
No, you remember the old chat rooms? Remember the old chat rooms they used to have, and then they switched it to the new chat rooms, and ever since then they've been dwindling off, you know?
Yeah.
How's Tony been doing?
Nothing much.
Okay, well, you know, as long as he's doing well. I mean, I haven't heard him. I went over to the NSM platform there, and they do the video podcasting now over there on their website. They're no longer on Blog Talk Radio because, you know, the crybabies cried and got them deplatformed. So, but we're over on new and better things over there on NSM88.org. So, I just wanted to check in with you and just see how you're doing. I mean, you sound better. You sound like you're healthier, so that's good.
Yeah, thank you. Well, good to hear from you, Joe.
Yeah, man. I just figured I'd check in with you and just see how you're doing and just keep preaching the gospel, brother. Just keep preaching the gospel.
Amen.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you, Joe. All right, we've got another caller here. Let's take him. We've got the hands up. Hello?
Hello?
She dropped.
Hello?
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 Hello, I can hear you.
Ah, okay. I'm sorry about that, Pastor. This is Robert calling from Raleigh.
How you doing, Robert?
Well, I was doing all right. I was listening to your show till I heard that first guest of yours. Whatever his name is, I believe that's the man I caught the other night assaulting my dog. Now, he sounds exactly like the fellow. I saw him in my backyard just the other night assaulting my dog, my poor poodle.
Sorry to hear that.
I don't understand. Why would you bring this man on your show?
I don't know. It was a 111 number. Okay, I couldn't tell who it was.
He's clearly a close personal friend of yours. Are you aiding him in his assault on these poor dogs?
No.
I'm not sure I believe that, Pastor.
I don't know anything about dogs.
Well, I've said all I have to say. Joe Gibson, you can burn in hell.
Okay, God bless you, sir. All righty. Well... This is getting quite interesting here. Okay, the chat room. Okay. Well, let's play some more music. Yeah. Here we go.
Where'd you start your journey? Where'd you get that load? What made you think you were the only traveler on this road? Billions of us out here, you were never by yourself. All you had to do was bend your knee and ask for a little help and put it in your dream. There ain't nothing you ought to hold on to. Put it in your dream. You can take care of that for you. Try to understand. You just think that there's nothing you can do. I've been up that mountain, down the other side. It probably wouldn't hurt me much to climb it one more time. You might need some company. Stumble, remind me the truth I just told you to put it in your hand. There ain't nothing you want to hold on to. Put it in his hand. He can take care of that for you. Try to understand. When you think that there's nothing you can we things you want to hold on to. Put it in his hands. He can take care of that for you. Try to understand. There are just some things you have to pass on through. You're part of the plan. Thank you.
maker of my heart, the framer and the shaper of my soul, master and creator, healer and sustainer, I will put my trust in you alone. Daily, you have loved me greatly, moving them as far as east from west. Let me be open, let me be humble, let me find joy in my salvation in your cross. Let me be broken, ever I'm stumble.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Kenny.
you doing?
I am more blessed and more favored than several people, for I am swimming in poon. What about you, Kenny?
I'm blessed and highly favored, too.
But you are not swimming in poon, are you?
No.
Are you swimming in piss?
I'm not swimming, period.
Are you swimming in man rectum?
No.
Are you swimming in little boy anus?
No.
Speaking of, how is young Victor doing?
Victor
is
not young.
He's 16 years old.
He
is 16, you say, hey?
He's 62.
Yes, 14 plus 2 is 16, Kenny.
No,
very
he's
good.
2. 6, 2.
I thought he was shorter than that, but if you say so, if you're using the metric system, eh?
No.
So, Kenny, I heard Tony F. is back on Friend Finder and Gay Chat and Chatterbait and Farmers Only and lots of other things.
No, but he's not.
I want to recite a poem, Kenny, if I may.
Okay.
My dick don't stand like a fat kid in PE. The only time it activates when I'm in the bathroom peeing. I'm like a Nazi with a broken arm. Why? I couldn't get it up even if my life depended on it. You can find me in the bathroom trying. Tugging on my balls in the stall straight crying. I think I'm dying because I'm limper than biscuit. At Christmas, a large hard cock is on my wish list. My dick is so small, that's what it reminds me of Kenny. These haters on my balls could elevate to the next level. So fuck you all, shit limp around like polio. Okie dokie, yo, my dick ain't like... And you get the rest, right, Kenny?
Yeah.
I will call
okay.
you back. Yes, Kenny, I will call you back.
Okay. Well, let's just take some more callers here. 111. Okay. Going. 111. Hello, 111, you're on the air. Okay. 111.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for today. Okay. The Father says today, I am your supply. Your sin does not derive from a piece of paper in your wallet. Your supply is who I am in your life, producing all that is necessary and needful when you put your expectations on me. My supply is limited and infinite. The supply that I am on inside of you is infinite. I'm tapped. And limitless. Receive the supply that I am on the inside of you. Know me, says the Father, by my name, Jehovah Jireh. As I am Ram, caught in the thicket of Abraham, so I am that which is meant for your need to provide all that right moment exactly when you need it. I am not holding out on you. I am not denying you. When I walked the earth, I became poor so that you could be rich. Poverty does not originate in me. Neither am I using poverty to accomplish anything on earth or in your life. I allow the counsels of the uninformed to tell you that I want you to suffer a lack. I am not the God of lack. I am the God of abundance. Those who say otherwise have got me all wrong, says God. So taste and see that I am good, although I will never say no to what the cross says yes to. Can you take yes for an answer? Can you take now for an answer? Do you realize since I am your supply and nothing can separate you from me, then there is no lack that can dominate you in any way. This must become your most basic truth. Realize that provision is who I am on the inside of you, and I can be no other. Lack and poverty can no more dominate you than the enemy can dethrone me from on high. I am ruling and reigning on the inside of you so that you can go out and rule and reign outwardly in the situation and circumstance you find yourself in. Let go of all opposite thinking. Refuse to feel sorry for yourself or to wallow in self-pity or victimhood. You're not a victim. You are a victor. You're not a prisoner, for I have made you free. Receive the freedom wherewith I have made free this day. Receive the liberty and the life that I'm producing on the inside of you. Receive it, declare it, and see what one great truth can change and shift outwardly all things that pertain unto you until heaven come to earth as your ongoing testimony. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. All right. Well, I got some callers. Let's see. 101.
Goodbye.
Hello, 101, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Good day, good afternoon, or good evening, Pastor Ken. I feel like it's been months since I've talked to you.
Yes. So how you been?
Well, I've been doing okay. I've had two bouts of illness in the month of December. Thankfully, none of them have been the covert, however, at least not that I know of. And I heard that you've been ill as well.
Yeah.
You've been resurrected. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, have you addressed some of the deaths that have occurred today in the news?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, we lost everyone's favorite Mormon senator, Harry Reid, has died. He was a Mormon, so I don't know if he's going to be going to heaven or not. What's your stance on that?
Well, don't know. Only God knows.
Well, he was 82. Apparently he had a four-year battle with pancreatic cancer. According to what I read here from Brother Ardash, it says that Harry Reid was a fine, upstanding Native American businessman. Now, I did not know that he was a Native American. This is news to me. he was a Democrat, and Mormons tend to be Republicans, so I think he's a bit of a black sheep in the family. did you hear that in the 70s that somebody put a bomb underneath his car in Nevada? He was targeted by the mob. Did you hear about that?
No.
Okay, I'm just reading about this. It's on the CNN.com. Oh, apparently Brother Ardash, when he called Harry Reid a fine, upstanding Native American, he was referring to me. I thought he was talking about Harry Reid, so... Oh, I got egg all over my face. Anyway, In other news, another person died. Famous football coach John Madden has passed away. Ken, do you have any memories of John Madden?
Oh, yeah. A lot of good memories.
Do you remember what team he coached? I forgot.
Yeah, me too. Went blank.
I think it was the Oakland Raiders. He's famous in the last 30 years. He's on the TV for a while, but then he had the video games. Do you ever play any of those video games? Madden football?
No, I never played Madden.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet Tony, if Tony Farrar is around, I bet he's all upset about the death of John Madden. Have you talked to him about it?
No, I haven't.
He's a big football fan. He loves those Cowboys.
Yes, he does.
Is Tony around, by the way? Is he available?
No, he's not here.
Oh, is he performing tonight?
No, he's not. He just went out to dinner with some friends.
Oh. Is Victor with him?
Yeah.
Okay. There were some photos floating around of some Christmas activities. There was some cookie making and whatnot. It looks like there was a big cookie making party. Is that true?
No cookie making for us.
There's pictures of Tony Farrar and Victor making cookies and putting them in the little containers and whatnot. So maybe they just didn't tell you. These are from thefacebook.com. So we got any other calls there, Ken?
Yeah, we do.
Really?
Yeah. Let's take 111.
Hello?
111, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Rico?
Why don't you go in the Discord no more?
I can't get in.
You are lying, motherfucker. You know this? And Mark set it up for you. Well, you don't go in there because you are lying, motherfucker.
Goodbye, Rico. Okay, 814. 814, you're on. Hello?
Where's 814?
I don't. Pennsylvania.
Oh. Sounds like my buddy Doug's number. I haven't talked to Doug in a while.
111.
I hope he's okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Ken, it's Oki.
Hey, how you doing, Oki?
I'm doing all right. That sounds like Rico's a little upset at you.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, I know we talked earlier in the week about your boxing career, and, you know, I had a friend who's getting ready for a match. I was hoping maybe you could teach him some of your secrets.
I didn't have any secrets. I just boxed.
Well, but you have experience, Ken. I was looking online, you know, at some of the rankings for amateur boxers. And it's weird, but the greatest amateur boxer of all time, according to this fan rankings website, is a man by the name of Andy Cruz from Cuba. And he's only had 112 wins and 8 losses. So, you know, your record's about twice as good as his, so I'm not really sure why you're not listed.
Oh, because I wasn't considered – okay, we were just doing inter-service boxing, okay? It wasn't on the actual, like, actual, okay, amateur performers, okay?
Oh, so you were a military boxer. Let me go ahead and look that up.
Ken, what branch of the service were you boxing in?
The Army.
Oh, it's not the Coast Guard?
No.
I heard it was the Coast Guard, but that apparently is wrong. And the Marines also. Were you ever in the Marines? Ken.
Yeah.
Were you in the Marines?
I'm not getting into my military history anymore, okay? Military history.
Okay. Hey, Ken, I looked it up. I found this greatest military boxer, too. It's some jerk named Joe Lewis. It's crazy that you're not on here.
Probably just an oversight.
I think so. Yeah, they got a Jack Dempsey and a Rocky Marciano. I've never even heard of these people.
Yeah, those are old-time boxers. Old-time boxers.
You probably taught them a lesson. I'm also noticing, Ken, that Harry Reid, since this is in the news, he was also an amateur boxer. Did you ever throw hands with him?
No, I never heard of him.
Ken, I just brought him up 5 minutes ago. I mentioned Harry Reid. He was a senator, and he died.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're getting in Discord later, Ken?
No, I can't get in.
Well, do you have the internet access? Do you have internet at your house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't box Harry Reid, Ken? Because I'm looking at his record and I'm seeing a Kenneth Mary Lou Fishman listed here.
Not Mary Lou.
It must be some sort.
Mary Lou.
Somebody must be messing
with you. His name is not officially Mary Lou. It's kind of a pseudonym.
Oh, it was his ring name.
Okay.
Got any other callers, Ken?
What?
One on one.
Hello. Oh.
Kenny, this is your old Kenny, this is Mickey, your old trainer. You are a fucking bum. You never wanted to learn nothing. Rocky was better than you. You are a...
Oh.
Yeah, really, bum?
Hell no.
Is that your trainer?
Is that your trainer?
A madness.
That was your old trainer, Ken. You don't remember him?
No. Nah.
Not sure we
want
to.
Why was he so angry?
Who sounds angry?
Hey, Ken's
Farrar.
Old trainer.
Hey, Farrar.
What?
How about them Cowboys? Woo!
Did you see that game on Sunday? OMG, it was ridiculous.
It was 56-14. They beat the Washington former Redskins.
And we're going to be in the Super Bowl, too.
They're 11-4, baby.
Yep.
Hey,
nope.
Hey, Farrar, which one of the Dallas Cowboys is most yummy to you?
Wait, what?
Which cowboy is yummiest in a gay way?
Oh, you know, that's easy, Schultz.
Schultz?
Uh-huh,
oh,
I like
Schultz.
Him. I like him and McKeon.
Okay, Schultz, oddly enough, his position is tight end.
I know. Can you imagine? How are y'all's holidays?
Oh, it's wonderful. Did you know that this Schultz guy was actually born in Utah? He might be a Mormon. So.
They're the easiest ones. Mormons ain't got no kind of sense. You can trick them. You can trick a Mormon as long as you keep them in their holy underwear. They're open to all sorts of madness.
Hey, Farrar, I got to ask you about the cookies. You guys had a cookie-making party. How'd that go?
Do what?
You had a cookie making party. Like you and a bunch of friends made cookies, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's pictures of that on the internet. Ken acted like it didn't happen. So did you not tell Ken, or was Ken locked up, or
Ken was
not
there?
To participate?
Ken was not there.
He wasn't there. Where was he?
At home.
Well, I'm a little worried because it looks like you don't take him out very much. Is he not healthy enough to go out?
Wait. Let me clear up something right away. It's not that I don't take Ken out. Ken is invited to go with me anywhere that I go, and I'd really like him to go with me. But if he chooses not to, he's a grown man, and I'm not going to drag him out by his ear like a child. So Ken stays home because he chooses to stay home.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear that he is welcome. It's been a while since there's been...
How would he not be?
Well, it just seems okay. I'm just concerned. I just want to make sure he's okay. We only hear from him once every 1 or 2 weeks now. And
Wait a minute. Whose fault is that?
It's not my fault.
Yes.
It's not your fault, but it's the fault of some of the people that he just gets tired of listening to. So he gets into a mode where he doesn't even want to go on air and do his show because he gets tired of listening to silliness.
Ken claims that...
The last show he did, y'all tried to convince him that I was cheating on him.
And that I was
out running around in the clubs being a slut.
That's not true.
The last show was me and Paulie.
Okay, well, show before
that.
Show before that, where they were trying to convince Ken that I was leaving at home because I was out fooling around behind his back. Huh? And that was far from the truth.
So were you out performing tonight?
No, I was not. I went to a... steak night across town and a show. Steak night and a show.
Ooh.
It was very entertaining. Went to go check out some new entertainers in the scene.
Okay. Did Victor go with you?
Yes, he did.
You know, I think it would be great to see more of these, this Ken and Victor and Tony trips out on the town. I think that'd be great if Ken felt well enough to go with you.
Well, it's not that Ken doesn't feel well enough to go. Ken just chooses not to go.
It sounds like he's being a real lazy loser.
Well, you know,
but
that's up to him, you know. I'm not going to drag him somewhere he doesn't want to go, and then he gets there and he's bored and unhappy. Why would I do that?
Well, he could
just
in the corner.
Maybe?
Just because I enjoy something doesn't mean Ken does.
There's another pastor who goes by the name Willie. Pastor Willie says, how can Farrar go on a steak night if he's on welfare? I don't think that this pastor needs to mention anything about that.
We can stop right there because in the state of Texas, men cannot receive welfare. I'm not on welfare.
See, this anonymous pastor running by the name Willie, you just set him straight. So,
and if I was on welfare and out having steak, what business of his would it be?
That's what I thought. But here, this Pastor Willie, this anonymous pastor here, says that he can receive welfare because he's not really a man. He says that because you've gone gay, that you're not really counting as a man, according to this. This is Pastor
Willie. Well, that's kind of silly. I think in this world and the way the government works, you're considered a man if you have a penis and testicles, and you're considered female if you have a vagina. I've got balls and dick, so that makes me kind of in the side of the government.
What about transgender people, though?
Well, I'm not transgendered, so I wouldn't know. And even as a transgender person, the government still considers you whatever you were born as
until you completely and thoroughly go through your surgery.
Oh.
So, the government will consider you a man and or a woman until you completely change your sexual organs.
Oh, God.
I'm seeing another message from this pastor, Willie. He's saying, why doesn't this fruit move to San Francisco? That's his words, not mine.
Why? Is there better fruit in San Francisco? I would think the best fruits would come from, like, Hawaii, California, Florida, you know, oranges, pineapples, things like that.
Not that kind of fruit. You know what he means.
What are the
kind
of
fruits? And now he's calling you a San Francisco. That's rude.
San Francisco tree.
This is that Pastor Willie character.
Pastor Willie. What the fuck? Like, I really give
you
a shit
a cardinal.
Thing. Bite
a cardinal.
Me, Willie. In fact, Willie, bite my Willie. The one that makes me a man in the eyes of the government.
Oh, God.
Gee. Oh, God, I know. Isn't it horrid?
Now, this is kind of a personal question, but we know that Ken has ED issues. Do you have ED issues?
Ken has what?
Erectile dysfunction. Do you suffer from that as well?
Does he really?
That's what he tells us. He brings
you know
it up
what?
Unannounced.
You know what?
You don't ask, and he tells us.
Hey, wait, let me tell y'all something. You know, y'all think Ken's a liar, right?
I don't.
So why isn't he lying about that?
Good question. He also said he won 240 boxing matches. Do you believe that?
Well, Ken did box as an amateur, and you know, back in the day, what y'all don't take into consideration when Ken says, you know, what he boxed is that when you're a member of the Boxing Federation, your bouts go on record. If you're just boxing out there just to box and in matches that are just set up, you know, in garages and in backyards and stuff like that, these are not considered ranked matches.
Yeah.
They're not sanctioned. So you can have 500 amateur wins in people's backyards, but if you're not sanctioned and you're not registered with the Boxing Association, they are not considering shit.
That's right.
I just received a message from a Father Marcos, and he's saying that
Father
Tony
Marcos.
F. is high on crack.
What?
Well, Father Marcos says that Tony F. is high on crack. His words, not mine.
Well, Tony F. has never had crack cross his lips, so that's a lie. Crack is whack, as Whiskey said.
I just got a message from somebody that says Kenny was on bum fight videotapes.
No, he wasn't.
I just got,
where are you
I
getting these
messages
from? I need my glasses. I don't see any of these messages in the chat room.
All right. It's somebody named Brother R-Dash, and I think he calls himself Brother because he's a Christian.
Oh, yeah, I see Brother R-Dash in here. Brother Willie Douglas, perhaps. Brother R-Dash.
Yeah. Internet friend. He's a black gentleman.
How intoxicated is Farrar? Farrar is not intoxicated. If I were, you would be very, very aware.
Man, that chat room is brutal.
This chat room's not brutal. Not even close.
I got a
comment
here.
I got another
comment here. It's from somebody who says, my name is Alex Staples, and I want to know if I will be getting a cut of the disability check for using the real Alex Staples identity.
Tell Alex Staples to bite.
Oh!
Somebody named Alex Staples.
Tell Alex Staples to bite me.
Right.
Hi, Mad Mark. Where is our cook? Joe Gibson was here calling you a transvestite. Fuck Joe Gibson.
He was here.
Oh.
You see, Mad Mark has been trying to get Ken to come back into Discord, but then Ken says he can't get in. Could you possibly
maybe Ken doesn't want to be in Discord because he's tired of all the insanity that goes on in there.
No, I can't get in. I really
can't. He hasn't been in for a year.
Oh, well, good. He's been in there sooner than that. Stop it.
Okay. Ken, you got one more.
I'm seeing
a
message from Brother Willie.
What about Willie?
Was it Pastor Willie? Pastor Willie, sorry. He left a message saying that Tony F. is horny for Mark.
What about Mark?
He left a message saying that Tony F. is horny for Mark.
That's
Ken,
funny.
111. Ken, 111. You got a call. Ken.
I don't have my glasses. I cannot see or I would take this call.
Kenny knows how to fuck.
That is cute. I love the Cartman voice. It's so funny.
Got any other calls?
Let's see. Kenny's going to check for me. I have no idea. Do we have any calls? No, doesn't seem like it. Let's see. Is that a call?
I think you already took it.
Oh, 602?
This one didn't press the 1 key.
Oh, I see what's going on. But now he did.
No, that's a 111.
Oh, it's a 111 call. Oh, but we can answer this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
111. You're on the air.
111, you're on the air.
Kenny knows how to fuck.
You can call me back with more original material. You're getting boring. I've been hearing that same crap out of your mouth almost 4 years now. Kenny knows how to fuck. Kenny knows how to fuck. Well.
4 years?
I'm bored with you. Get new material or don't call back. Fuck you.
Oh. Ken, I'm receiving an Amber Alert on my phone right now. It's saying that in Bumpus, Virginia, there's a 2003 blue silver Toyota to be on the watch for. ZEM9071. I don't know what that means.
Nope, have no idea. But I'm going to let Ken come back on. We got about 90 seconds until the show is over. Nice talking to y'all, though. Laters.
Yeah.
Go Cowboys.
Goodbye.
Okay. Say God bless everybody. Thank you for calling in tonight. Okay. Have a wonderful and blessed night. Okay, and... okay, so God bless
you
and have a great night.
We'll see you in Discord.
I'm going to keep trying. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.